every single one of the officials have let both teams down today with that standard of refereeing. There wasn't one appeal for, you know, John O'Sullivan to be sent off. Not from their dugout, not from their players on the pitch. And not just that, like, the manner in which they officiated was poor for both sides. Really, really, really poor. And if I was part of the Referees Association, I'd be ashamed if they looked through that. Because it just wasn't appropriate for the professional game and the standing of a League One fixture. My lads, they've given it everything. And they've got nothing for it, absolutely nothing. They've been severely let down today. I think we started the game brightly, you know, and on the toss of a coin incident, which were happening all game, we have a player sent off.
90 seconds of, well, we could call it madness, where, you know, we concede the goal and then straight away a heavily deflected shot. And is that second goal, is that sort of almost a killer?
But... Well, when we're down to 10 men and we're playing against such a... an outstanding side who keep the ball very well, it's very difficult. If we was playing against a different team in the league who give you the ball back, you know, more often and are looking at percentage football, then it might have been a little bit easier for us. But to play against Swindon with the endeavour and the intensity that we have done today with 10 outfield players, it's testament to the energy, the hard work that the players are putting through. But ultimately, the bottom line says we've lost the game, and come next May, you know, the atrocity of the officials today will have been forgotten. It'll just be about points.
How difficult were the conditions? Because, I mean, we're studying out at pitch side. Us up in the press box didn't really realise what
poor.
It was like.
It was poor when we didn't play the elements when we was down to 10 men appropriately in that passage of play where we conceded 2 goals. You know, we should have been a little bit more patient. We should have been a little bit more thoughtful with our passes. You know, you cannot give the ball back away at any time to Swindon, because every opportunity they get when they've got possession is a counter-attacking opportunity. When we're trying to score, they're even more dangerous. But I thought the second half, I felt that we needed minimum opportunities to maximise points, but we just didn't get the goal. And really... you know, we should do better with at least one of them opportunities.
Calvin Andrews' chance at the end. I'm assuming you mean by that. Up there, we couldn't believe it when he fired it over.
It's a weight goal sometimes. For all your work and endeavour, you get nothing. But you'll get something somewhere along the line as long as you continue to work as hard as we have done today.
Keith, the officiating obviously didn't go with you today, but how proud are you with the character of your team? Because Swindon at the end were hanging on.
Yeah, I'm proud of the players. I always have been. But again, I think... it's not just a question of me saying that the officials weren't good enough for me, Rochdale Football Club. They weren't good enough to officiate this fixture today on that evidence for both teams. And, you know, there was one stage where they've got a due diligence. They've got to, you know, they've got to look after the welfare of the players out on the pitch. And they've got to call the decisions more correctly than they have done today. And I thought it was a very, very poor performance from the officials. And equally so with, like I said, the Referees Association. How long do we tolerate the standard of refereeing being what it is?